Where are we at, by the way? Anybody know? Who can tell me where we're at?
I'm in church.
Huh?
I'm in church.
Amen. What's the name of this church?
Faith.
Did y'all know y'all were at Faith Baptist Church?
Amen.
I knew I was at Faith Baptist Church. Ain't the first time I've been here. I was here in 2017 on a Friday night. Got to preach with Dr. Paul Sisk on a Friday night. I was here in 2018 every night.
Amen.
Got to preach with Brother Sisk three nights that week. Amen. He was having back problems. And here I am again. I tell you what, I said, if you come to hear me one time, shame on you. Shame on me. But if you come to hear me twice, shame on you. So here we are. And I was just thinking about that tomato sandwich we just ate. Brother Sis, boy, I said, me and Brother Custer, we just the crust, and he's the big boy tomato preaching tonight. Put it on us, man. I was thinking about what I was going to preach tonight. So, and when Brother Custer got through, I had kind of an idea. And then when Brother Sis got through, it was settled what I was going to preach. So if you'll turn to the concordance. That's all that's left. They done got it all. I'm going to read a scripture in just a moment. I'll go ahead and call it out. Don't stand up yet. I will ask you to stand up if you're able in a minute, but I want you to turn with me. Preacher Paul, I didn't plan it this way. I want you to turn to John chapter 10. John chapter 10. Most of you know, and I really want to be brief tonight. I really do, because I know we got a lot to do this week. And I appreciate some of my old friends being here from days gone by. But, and I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm trying. I don't want to dwell on it tonight. But most of you, I think all of you already know that we just buried my granddaughter. The last 2 years have been kind of tough for our family. I had some serious neck surgery in December 2017. Then in September of 2018, we buried my wife's mother. In April of 2019, we buried my wife's dad. He died in our home. And then, just a few short weeks ago, on July the 27th, my granddaughter Jenna, 13 years old, and my granddaughter Beth, 11 years old, we had their funeral. They died in a tragic car accident. If you want to know a little more about it later, I'll be glad to tell you. I want you to understand that I know for a fact that they both got saved.
Amen.
Amen.
I know they're in heaven tonight.
Glory.
And every time I mount the pulpit, I usually pull out this little piece of paper from the funeral home that's got their story on it and it's got their picture on it. And I look at those little girls and I say, I'm going to do my best tonight for you girls. Most of all, I'm going to do my best for my Lord tonight.
Yes, sir, Brother Bill.
Amen.
And I don't want any sympathy. I'm not asking for that. And I preached a message. Brother Paul, I think you'd like it. I wish we could put it in print and give it to every funeral home to hand out to every person. But I preached a message a few weeks ago to our church because, you know, after you suffer a tragic loss, you begin to heal. And a lot of times people come along after that and they ask a lot of foolish questions and they say a lot of foolish things. So I preached a message about 4 weeks ago entitled "Don't Pick the Scab, I'm Healing." And I think folk need to realize that you don't need to reopen the wound when God is beginning to close it up and heal people. Amen. And so I don't dwell on it. I don't dwell on it, but that don't mean I don't cry. It's the first time I've been away from home, you understand, since. And in my home tonight is my wife and my daughter who lost her two girls and my grandson, because the rest of the family is down at the coast repairing broken power lines. So the dad and the other two brothers are all gone. And so I didn't want to leave my family. But I'm here because this is where the Lord intended for me to be. So I'm going to try to preach this message tonight. Oftentimes when I go to my study in recent days, I feel like Brother Custer said a while ago, my mind's just all over the place because I'm thinking about the girls. I'm thinking about my daughter who was laying in my arms yesterday weeping and asking if it's ever going to get better, you know. And those things you just can't get out of your mind. But I want to preach this message tonight. And the outline might not be too good. It may not go anywhere, but I'm going to try to give it to you anyway. So turn to John chapter 10, if you haven't already. We've already heard about Psalm 23. But I want to point out a verse to you that I've been thinking about. I've been angry, but I've not been angry at God, because every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, no shadow of turning, James tells us. So for everything that God has, the devil has an opposite or a counterfeit, if you please. And so every evil gift, every wicked gift, okay, cometh up out of the pits of hell. And so I know that the devil was at work on July the 23rd when that excursion, I mean an excursion hydroplane, that's unheard of, but it happened. And my grandchildren lost their life. My granddaughter died. One of my granddaughters died with her seatbelt on, hanging upside down with a broken neck. My grandson, who lived, his seatbelt broke and he flew out the window, but he lived. It's unreal. I believe the devil was trying that night to wipe out my whole family. I really do that. I really believe that. I want to read the scripture. Let's read. I'm going to get the message. Let's read the first 11 verses. I got several verses. Let's just stand up and I'll read one verse, okay? Because we're going to deal with this chapter. But I'm just going to read the one verse that God spoke to my heart about when I was thinking about the devil and how wicked and how vile and disgusting he is. And you know, I'm not going to let him get away with attacking my family and not say something about it and warn people about the devil. I want you to put your finger on verse number 10. Verse number 10. The thief. That's another word for the devil. You understand? Another name for the devil. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Since his inception in this world, since the day the devil came down to this earth, he has done nothing. He has come to do nothing but to steal and to kill and destroy. That is the devil's intent. That is the devil's purpose. He's going to do that to you, friend. He's going to do everything in his power to steal your joy. He's going to do everything in his power to kill your testimony. He
thing in his power to destroy the work of God. That's way the devil operates. But the Lord Jesus said, well, bless the Lord, oh my soul. He said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
Hey,
you can be sitting now. You understand the devil came to kill, to steal, and to destroy, and he killed my grandbabies. You understand? He stole their precious life from their mom and daddy, and he's trying to destroy that family. But thanks be unto God, the good shepherd has come to give life and give it more abundantly. I say tonight, my grandbabies are more alive tonight than anybody in this room. They've got abundant life. They've got precious life with the Lord Jesus. I want to preach tonight on this thought. No matter what the devil does, I've got the good shepherd.
Amen.
No matter what the devil does, I've got the good shepherd.
Amen.
Praise God. I could shout right there on that. Now let's read a little bit. Let's read the first five verses, okay? It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, this is Jesus, by the way, talking. He that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is a shepherd of the sheep.
Amen.
To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name. Hallelujah to that.
Amen.
And leadeth them out. Wow, no matter what the devil does, the good shepherd leadeth his sheep. Just thought I'd tell you that. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the stranger. You know what? I say no matter what the devil does, I've got the good shepherd, and so I'm going to listen to his voice. Boy, that's what I was all going to say. I mean, I've got the good shepherd. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to listen to his voice. The devil's going to tell me things are going to kill and going to steal and destroy. But the Lord, the good shepherd, is going to tell me things that's going to give life and life more abundantly. He's going to tell things that's going to give me joy and give me peace and satisfaction through the storms of life, through the troubles that come. I don't know about that. I don't try to make much ado about what's happened. I don't know about anybody that's been through what my family's been through lately, but I do know this. I know the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I'm so glad to know that the good shepherd gave his life for me at Calvary. I'm so glad to know that the good shepherd laid down his life so that I might be saved. I'm glad he gave his life for the sheep. I remember not too long ago, not too many years back now, it's probably been about 3 years ago, I've been praying for my youngest granddaughter's salvation. And one evening, Beth went to her daddy crying. And she said to her daddy, she said, Daddy, I don't have Jesus living in my heart. And I sure would like for him to be living in my heart. Would you tell me how he can come live in my heart? And little old Beth asked Jesus to save her soul.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Telling you, I'm glad the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
Yes, he's right.
I'm glad he singled her out and saved her soul. I'm going to tell you something you don't know. Just yesterday, Preacher Paul, Lord God, somebody hold my mute. Just yesterday.
Amen.
Just yesterday, Church, I've been not yesterday. It was spring. I mean, this is one of the best times. My oldest daughter, Jenna, had been learning to play the violin. Okay?
And so her violin was sitting in my office. Are you listening to me? So I told her mom, I said, Jenny, I don't want you to do that with Jenna's violin that's sitting in my office and it's safe in the corner. I said, but I think you ought to know that there's a note in the violin case. Yeah. It was a note from Beth. We opened up that violin case and we opened up that note. Okay? This is Jenna's violin case, Brother Custer. And this is Beth's note. You know what the note said? The note said, we're going to heaven together.
What about that?
Hallelujah.
What about that?
We're going to go to heaven together.
Amen.
Man, I'm telling you, you know what? I'm going to heaven. And when I get there, it's going to be just like she just got there, preacher. And I'm glad to know that the Lord, my daughter said, them girls, they did everything together. They played together. They slept together. They fought together. I mean, they did everything together. And she said, there was no way that the good Lord would have took one of them without the other. And that note said, we're going to heaven together.
Amen.
Right. Yeah. A good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. No matter what the devil does, I'm going to listen to his voice. Sometimes I have trouble hearing his voice right now. Sometimes I have to get real still and quiet. But when you get real still and quiet, you know what?
There's not going to be no voice of confusion. It's not going to be a voice telling you to go down the wrong road and do the wrong thing. It's going to be a clear spoken voice that you're going to understand. It's going to be in a language you can understand. It's going to be with words that you can understand.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, you'll hear his voice if you just listen. If you just listen, the good shepherd will speak to you. When the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, if you just listen, you'll hear his voice.
Amen.
Good.
There's a second thing I want to talk about.
Let's look at verses 7 through 10.
Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes not for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
One of these days, the saved are all going to go to heaven together. Thanks be unto God for that. But he said, I am the door. If by any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture.
Can I tell you something? No matter what the devil does, I plan to listen to his voice.
That's good, brother.
Number two, no matter what the devil does, I'll never go lacking for the things that I need.
Amen.
Preacher Paul already touched on that. I'm not trying to add to what he said. He's already touched on that. I'm just trying to give you what the Lord gave me. And he said, they shall go in and out and find pasture. In John 6:35, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh unto me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. In Luke chapter 12, he said, consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And then he went on to say, consider the lilies, how they grow, and they toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you, Solomon, all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast up, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek ye not, bless the Lord, O my soul, seek ye not what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind, for your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things, but rather seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be
added. Amen.
Amen. That's good.
You understand me?
Amen.
No matter what the devil does, I know the good shepherd.
Thank God.
Amen.
No matter what the devil does, I've got the good shepherd, and I'll never go lacking for the things that I need.
Amen.
I'll never go lacking.
It's good.
My family, I'll never go lacking. We was all saved, every one of us. I think about my son-in-law, my daughter. I'm telling you, my son-in-law and my daughter have been faithful. They have been faithful. He got saved when he was 16 years old. He got called to preach when he was 17. My daughter has been in church all her life. She got saved as a young lady, and she has been faithful through the good times and the bad times, through the hard times. Listen, they were faithful tithers, Brother Don. They were faithful tithers. When my grandbabies, I didn't know this, but when my grandbabies would eat hot dogs 5 nights a week because there wasn't enough money in the house to buy anything but hot dogs.
Yeah.
They was faithful tithers.
Amen.
They were faithful givers.
Amen.
They came down to a tragedy in their life, Rich Paul, a tremendous tragedy. And I'm just saying, you'll never go lacking for the things that you need.
Right, you're doing good.
If
right.
You know the good shepherd.
Yes, sir.
You're right, brother. Amen.
You're running well.
Hey, once we went to the funeral, made the arrangements. The funeral bill was going to be over $10,000. The funeral director decided he only charged us for one funeral instead of two. So it's going to be over $10,000 for the one funeral. He said, I didn't know that. I said, Brother, how much is the funeral going to be? He said, we're not going to talk about it today. We'll talk about it later. We're just going to take care of y'all right now.
Yeah.
I ain't never been to a funeral home where you didn't have to sign paperwork when you had to bury somebody.
Yeah.
Didn't have to sign nothing.
Amen.
Right? I had the funeral time come and then I went to him, I said, Jamie, you got to tell us how much this funeral. We got to make sure it's taken care of. He said, don't worry about it. We'll talk about it later. He said, people's calling me and money's coming in. And when I get all that money in, I'll talk to you about it. And so three days after the funeral, my son-in-law and his dad go to the funeral home. Listen to this. A funeral director from another state had called and paid for the $400 cabin spray. It was paid for. People have been sending in money. And when my son-in-law went to pay that bill, they were still owed $9,300 when he went to our bank. And that funeral director didn't hand him a bill, brother Mahal. He handed him a receipt paid in full.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Ain't that God? I'm telling you, you'll never go like the things you need. They did not want that. They wanted the girls to have the best, and they did not want them to have. They did not want to come up short on anything, and they wanted to be right back paying their bill. And so, what did God do? Can I tell you something? God blessed them so much. They went 2 days later. They wanted to go ahead and buy the tombstone and pay on the tombstone. And they went and made arrangements. And they had $1,000 to pay on the tombstone. It was going to be $2,000. And the day after, the tombstone was paid in full. You understand? Amen. Everything to do with that service was paid in full.
Amen.
Yes, sir. They lost their vehicle, Preacher Paul.
God bless you, Brother Bill. That's God, amen.
They were still paying on it. But the insurance paid it off.
Amen.
What else happened? Listen to this. They got money in the mail to help them buy my vehicle.
Amen. It's good. Amen.
I'm amazed. Amen. They had $15,000 to pay down on the
vehicle. Amen.
You'll never go lacking. You'll never go. Listen, I'm saying, if you know the good shepherd, you'll never go lacking for the things that you need.
Amen.
God will supply all of your need. Preacher Paul mentioned that verse a while ago. I believe how that God will supply all your need according to his riches in glory in 4:19. God will supply all of your need. I'm telling you right now, everything's been paid for, everything's been taken care of. God has just provided. Day after day. Why? Because when you know the good shepherd and you're living to honor the good shepherd, you're going in and out and you're finding pasture, he'll always provide whatever you need.
Amen.
Amen.
God, that's right.
Amen.
I could tell you more. It's unbelievable what God's done in these days. The clouds have been dark, but the Lord has allowed the sun to shine through the clouds.
Amen.
He has met every need my family has had in these days. Every need. Let me give you something else. I got to hurry. Let's go to verse 10. The thief cometh not before to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that I might have life and they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, but because he's a hireling, he careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and have known of mine, as the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And the other shepherds I have, the other sheep have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth the Father love me, because I lay down my life for the sheep. He gives his life in verse 11. He lays it down in verse 15. He lays it down in verse 17. And he said, no man take it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. This command I have received of my Father. He said, you know something? Sometimes along the way, there'll be trouble come in the life of the sheep. Sometimes there'll be hirelings that get in there. And sometimes a wolf will come and he'll come to devour the sheep. But you said, you know what? He said, I'm the good shepherd, and I'll give my life to the sheep. I'll get in there and I'll fight that wolf. I'll stand up to that wolf. You understand what I'm saying to you? The devil, my goodness, the devil can do what he wants to do. But I know the good shepherd, and I'm going to look to him when trouble comes my way. I will not look down, and I will not look out, because my friends have failed me, and the devil's crowd has let me down. But I will look up under the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth.
That's great.
Thank
you,
Jesus. No matter what the devil does, I've got the shepherd. So I'm going to look to him when trouble comes. I'll never go lacking. And I'm going to listen to his voice, because he always tells me what's right.
Yes, sir.
Verse 20. I'm going to skip some. Listen to this. I got to give you this verse. Malachi 4. Oh, Preacher Paul, I wish you'd quote Malachi 4, 2, and 3 for me. Can you do it? Malachi 4, 2, and 3. I'll read it. But unto you that fear my name shall the sun issue in of righteousness, arise with healing in his wings. That's a capital S-U-N. That's a name for Jesus. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And listen, and ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes on the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do it, saith the Lord of hosts. I want you to know that I'm looking to him in my trouble. And we're stomping the devil in the ground right now, because God knows that I serve a good shepherd. And I'm trusting the good shepherd. I'm listening to the good shepherd. I'm looking to the good shepherd. And thank God, I'll never go lack it, because he is a good shepherd. Verse 27. I know, I want y'all to know, about the same time Preacher Paul had a birthday, I had one.
I turned 61. He's catching up with me tonight.
Praise God. But I have a good shepherd. Now I just want to tell you about him. My sheep, verse 27, hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I've given them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave to me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.
Amen.
I and my Father are one. In John 3:15, Jesus said that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. In John 6:37, he said, all the Father giveth me shall come to me. In John 6:40, he said, this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone that seeth the Son and believeth in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. In John 6:47, he said, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. In John 17:2, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is a record in 1 John 5, verse 11 through 13. This is a record that God hath given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. I'm just saying to you this evening, no matter what the devil does, no matter what the devil does, I've got the good shepherd, so I'm going to live forever.
Amen.
No matter what the devil does, I'm going to live forever. Can you say tonight, no matter what the devil does, I've got the good shepherd? Can you say, I'm going to listen to the voice of the good shepherd? I'll never go lacking because of the good shepherd.
Amen.
I'm going to look to him who laid down his life for me, and I'm going to live forever.
Yes, sir.
Because he's a good shepherd. Maybe tonight, when you've been rocking and reeling from the cares of this life, maybe you need to get up out of your seat and come to an altar and say, Lord, I just want to thank you for being a good shepherd.
Amen.
Maybe that's what we need tonight before we leave here. Just thank him for being a good shepherd. If I can get everybody to stand their feet with their heads bowed and their eyes closed and ask the sister to come play something on the piano for us. We're just going to give you a chance tonight to come and thank the Lord Jesus for being the good shepherd of yours.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
She's a coming and she's a playing. The altar's yours. Father, thank you. Thank you for letting me preach tonight. Lord, you know I struggled all day long trying to settle on what you wanted. Because I didn't want to give the devil any glory tonight. Anything he had done, I wanted you to get all the glory. Lord, I want to thank right now that you did. Lord God, when trouble comes our way, help us to look to the good shepherd. There's some people in here who got trouble going on right now. I know the brother's mother-in-law's got trouble. I know some other folk mentioned some things going on with them. Lord, I pray you'd help them tonight to look to the good shepherd. Lord, I pray tonight you'd help us, Lord, to know you'll never let us go lacking because you're a good shepherd. Help us to know we're going to live forever if you're our shepherd. Lord, there may be somebody in this building tonight that doesn't know Jesus as the good shepherd. Would you help them tonight to swallow their pride and take the preacher's hand and say, preacher, I need to be saved. Lord, we'll thank you for what you do for us now. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Altar's open.
Thank you.